way, and they have three paths of lights, and we just get lit up all night. Yeah. But you can't do nothing about that.
Can I just also say that no one's had anything in their letterbox about tonight's stuff? Why would that be?
There certainly should have been information dropped.
Mm-hmm, that hasn't happened.
For any night works?
Yeah. There's nothing gone into people's letterboxes for tonight's.
Oh.
Is that possible?
No, well, then.
Can you take that back to John Holland? Or?
Yeah, we can we'll take that back. But
just so you know, and John Holland knows.
So to do what, deliberately?
Be putting parking in that's actually going to be going into my bedroom.
So there's...
On the corner
that's
there.
Not happening there. So there was a community that wanted to pick those trees.
Right.
And so it's a catch-22. Everyone has a different opinion.
I know.
Oh, so you can move that sign then.
So,
can you do the big yellow taxi sign?
So,
yeah.
You know,
so
that corner is that corner.
It's just a way of being able to bring back or gain some extra car spaces that are taken off the Gold Coast Highway in a space that's technically not being used. So,
good time to become a spark of parking inspector.
I just wanted to confirm too that these...
Everyone, you get commission.
Shares in the future.
Make $1 million.
I can see a few people being beaten over the head over this one.
So the works that are happening in this street isn't night works, so it's all daytime works, but the signs are just saying...
Investigations.
No, it's saying don't park there at night, so when they come here in the morning, the cars are there, so they don't have to be removed. Saying don't park there at night, so when they come here in the morning, the cars are there, so they don't have to be removed.
But we're not going to tell you that because you'll all park here till 4 in the morning and shoot the gauntlet and try it.
That before, and I understand it, and I understand that people are for it and against it, and we're not here to change anyone's opinion.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, the Gold Coast Light Rail is taking place, and as a contractor, what we can do is inform you.
If you do have any questions, please, you've probably seen our contact details
before. I've actually been up to the site.
Yeah, 100%. Feel free to reach out if you have any questions. Look, we won't have all the answers for you now. Yeah. If you do have any, please reach out and we'll do our best to answer whatever we can from that contract perspective.
I appreciate all of your employees.
Can I ask, how do you really think it's going to take 2 days to perceivably do all of this?
That's just
2 days to not be parking here, and then how long are you endeavouring for it to be locked down?
So there's works to in 3rd and 4th Avenue, which might take perhaps a month.
So that was a month for 3rd and 4th Avenue.
That's potentially the whole end of my lease because the 8th and the 3rd. So
you might just sneak out of here in time, but we don't want you to go.
This is the thing.
This is such a lovely little neighbourhood. Today I've just met some of those people. They're wonderful.
So we're here at 4th Avenue Burley, and due to the light rail going in, they've decided they're going to put some parking in this street. Now on this sign here it says it's from 4 p.m. Wednesday 8th of February, which is today, till 4 p.m. Thursday 9th of February. But that's not the case, and we've got video footage of John Holland admitting that it's going to be for 2 months. And we can see here, this is how far the road's coming in, right? You can see those blue paint on the road, you can see. It's a good 4 metres. I think it's on both sides too, just stand by. So they're going to reclaim all of this, and all these trees are going to go. Right, all these trees. They want this for parking for the light rail. But the light rail platform is 400 metres to the south, okay? And they're going to interrupt this quiet little street and tear it apart and get rid of all these trees for parking. Why don't they put the bloody parking back at the platform where they're going to build the platform? So we're going to have a bit of a chat here with some ladies, and one of them lives in this street, and we're going to see what she thinks. Okay, so it's the 8th of February, and we're here with Sue. Phil, Tatiana, and Kath. Now we're going to start with Sue. You live in this street, is that correct?
Yes, I have. For the past 3 years, I moved in 10 days before the pandemic, and I've been looking after all these trees and grass on this section over here.
And what do the council want to do to it?
So we've actually just found out, supposedly they want to put 7 spots in here,
Some more down there, and some more across the street. So parallel parking.
90 degree parking.
Sorry,
90. Nose in.
In.
All across, and I've seen where the blue, where they've marked it out in the blue paint. Have you seen that?
Yes.
Goes in at least 4 meters.
And down here.
Yep.
So yes, they would have put 7 spots in here. But the travesty for me is that they're potentially going to take down 10 trees.
Yep.
So these trees have been here, I'm guessing, 20, 30 years?
At least.
Easy.
At least, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not a local.
All those Norfolk pines there.
Yeah, but I don't think they were planted to be cut down in 2023 at all.
Yep.
So, and I am affected here as other people, and yeah.
And what else are the parkings going to affect you because you live here?
Well, for me, it's going to be going into my bedroom.
So at night time?
Yeah, at night time. And then I guess my long-term concern is parking meters coming in. I spent time in Bondi and Byron, and it inevitably happened then. And I can only but foresee that happening if that goes along the way it's meant to, well, they want it to here.
Yeah, I'm really concerned about the trees too. Because at the moment, you know, they're just sitting there nicely and everyone can park here nicely. There's no parking meters, you know, no yellow lines on the road, and they just want to come in and change that.
It's not an overcrowded street. You know, maybe on the weekends, but we're pretty blessed here. You know, this is an afternoon, and we've got parking here. So,
All right. Well, thanks, Sue.
Pleasure.
Going over to Phil. How are you, Phil?
Very well, Spencer. Absolutely. So, and look, backing up everything that Sue says, simply put, the only reason that they would make any changes here is so they can put a tram down that main road there, and the tram is going nowhere. It is not serving the public. It is serving vested interests. The only thing that that tram does is it duplicates an existing and very functional bus network. The bus network is more adaptable. It's more harmonious for the environment. It's way, way cheaper. We're talking billions to do all of this work for no reason. There is not one valid reason for this to go ahead. All this damage in this street is just more of a chaos. This is a tiny microcosm of what stage 3 is going to do, let alone stage 4. We will not let them near stage 4, and I wish they weren't here in stage 3. That's me.
Absolutely. I totally agree, Phil. Thanks, mate.
Yep.
Move over to Tatiana. You're a concerned resident, concerned local, aren't you, of the Gold Coast?
Yes. I've been on the Gold Coast for about 22 years, and I gravitated towards Burleigh Heads, to my drum circle and to the shopping areas, and I found it a nice, quiet, friendly community energy. It wasn't as commercialised as Broad Beach and Surfers, so it was nice that locals could come and have a place to relax and enjoy the nature. That was really why, you know, people came here, and we're destroying the natural elements here. It's very, very sad to see our world crumbling the way it is through materialism and over, you know, building.
Yeah.
So I'd like, you know, nature to become more important to us than money and parking spots that come into
people's
homes. So, yeah.
Well, Gold Coast is probably one of the only places left that the nature has a pretty good stronghold in.
That's right.
In a populated area, especially because we're the sixth largest city in Australia by population.
Yeah.
And they just want to get rid of it, turn it into a big mud, concrete jungle and trams and
the quality
developer's dream.
Is definitely being compromised by this type of development. And I'd like to see Kath and Sue and everyone succeed in getting heard by the right people. So good luck.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks, Tatiana. All right. This is Kath. Hello, Kath.
Hey.
Save our Southern Gold Coast. How are you today?
Very well, thank you. Busy, busy day. I had my phone call, message from Sue, and Phil had mentioned to me when I spoke to him a bit earlier that something was there from Sue. So I decided to come here a few hours ago and looked at this sign.
Yes.
Did the QR code and discovered that they're taking a lot of space, but it didn't really say at that stage what was happening. So I hopped in my car and drove to John Holland's site in Miami, where it was tennis courts. Initially they gave me a phone number and that was not answering, and I stayed there until I actually said, that's not answering. we need to know what's happening in Fourth Avenue. You've got a sign up and nobody has put anything in the letterboxes. What's going on? Since then, we've had two people from John Holland turn up. They've talked about, the sign says two days, basically today and tomorrow. They're going to be taking your parking. They don't want you parking for that long. However, in the interview that I will be able to share with you, the John Holland people clearly stated it will be 2 months worth of work, not just with 4th Avenue, but also 3rd Avenue. So this is the beginning of the destroying of the Gold Coast in Burleigh Heads, and Palm Beach is going to be even more affected. And where are our local members looking after us?
Mermaid Beach as well too.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a nightmare.
I was driving through there this
morning. So the local members, basically, Pauline Young up there, doesn't attend meetings. And then you get down to here where you've got Daphne McDonald. Daphne has put her hand up and saying she's against light rail, but we're not actually getting much support with it. And then you go down to Gail O'Neill, who says 100% you're going to get it. So we're getting all sorts of messages from all over the place, and this afternoon we've had a gathering of the neighbours who now know what is going to happen, and it is not good.
Absolutely. Oh, well, thanks a lot, Kath, and thanks again for your hard work, all of you guys, and for volunteering to be on camera with us today.
Great to see you,
Spencer. Can I say one last thing?
Yes.
The words of Joni Mitchell, she sang a song, "They Pay Paradise to Put Up a Parking Lot." Now, I think that needs to be our motto around here.
Absolutely.
Because I think a lot of us really get the words.
Heard the screen door slam, yeah?
And where is the Tree Museum going to go?
Yep.
You know, so...
I haven't got that
plan,
I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
And these are the trees too, by the way. There's two Norfolk pines behind there. What's that one? What's that first one there?
I'm not sure.
It's not sore, but it's a good one.
Well, the rainbow lorikeets, they
yes.
thrive in these.
Yes.
Awesome.
We were at Burleigh the other day and saw those. There was probably over 500,000 of them up in the trees.
Yeah, the natural energy of this place.
Yep. They know the energy of this place and they love it.
Absolutely.
Find the energy here and realise you're actually destroying it. Yeah. And turn yourselves around.
Absolutely,
come
man.
And join us with a beautiful community that you want to be part of, not just a shame that you destroyed.
And be exemplary. Yeah.
And the people that want this here don't even live here.
Is our future. 20 years time, I'm looking back saying we are saving the southern Gold Coast. We are stopping this light rail from destroying our community. That's the future.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much.
Pay paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. And they charged all the people $1.50 just to see them. I said, don't it always seem to go? You don't know what you've got till it's gone. They pay paradise, put up a parking lot.